Okay, family and Kiddushin. What do we have? Pshate. What were the Pshatim we had in the Mishnah? Karavloi, Karavlos. We had Rav's Pshat, but it's talking Tarsal and Amos. And the Gemara said that it's talking B'shtei Kitei Eidim. Achas Emeris Karavloi, Vachas Emeris Karavloi. That was the first Pshat in the Mishnah, Rav. That it was thrown within a Dalai Amis, and the question is, two Eidim said it was within a Dalai Amis, two Eidim said it was in his Dalai Amis. Rabbi Yechanan had a second shot, that it's talking Meya Amis, we're talking here about a special din of Gittin, of Meya Amis, which certainly does not apply to Kinyanim, there's no Kinyan Meya Amis. So Rabbi Yechanan said, we're talking here about Meya Amis, and what was Mechza Mechza, according to Rabbi Yechanan? That Shnei Mechayim L'Shem, right? So Mechta L'Shem Ein Yechayim L'Shem, is that Mechta Mechta? That was Rabbi Yechanan's pshat. And then the last line, we had Shmuel's pshat, the way we learned, like the Rif learns, that Shmuel's the third pshat, that you need Kedesha Teshuach V'Tetlanu, it has to be close enough to her that she could take it. So those are three pshatim in the Mishnah by Gid. So obviously, the Mishnah says v'chein l'nyan kedushin v'chein l'nyan chayiv. So obviously the first pshat that it's talking about trei v'trei and within dalet amis, it's easy, relatively easy. That v'chein l'nyan kedushin v'chein l'nyan chayiv. The main problem is Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says within meya amis, and we learned like Rabbi Yechanan yesterday that why within meya amis is good. It's a special takana for agunais. So what's v'chein l'nyan chayiv? So what does it mean, v'chein l'nyan chayiv? Chayiv is a special takana for agunis. What does it have to do with chayiv? So that's the ikar nekuda of this next gemara that we're going to have to come to and appreciate and understand how it works. The next gemara is a member of Rabbi Yechanan. So we're going to learn pashit that's going Rabbi Yechanan l'shitasai, that we're talking within Meya Amis. And let's see what the gemara says. V'chein l'nyan kiddushin. Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. So Yechanan learned the Mishnah that you threw within 100 Amis, not within 4 Amis. So the Gittin Amru, it should only apply to Gittin. There's no Kinyan of Meya Amis. The Mishnah says, how could you say it's only Linyan Gittin? So the way I understand the Gemara, that we're makir, even though it's a takana, it's really here, it's a takana derabanan of Bay within Bay Amis. But Chazal wanted that Gittin and Kedushin should be the same, Yatsa V'Haisa. So for whatever they're the same, whatever Kinyanim there are for Gittin, Chazal will misakim for Kedushin as well to keep Gittin and Kedushin the same. Eisavay, B'chein L'Yichay, what are you going to do with the Mominis? So right, L'Yichayvi, Zarkulai karav lamalva zocha hamalva. This says, if you do a karav lamalva, it's paid. Karav laloiva haloiva chayiv. Then it's not paid. Mechtal mechtal shnei mechlaiku. So we see beferish that this whole case of throwing it within mei amis applies as well to chayivus. And for the Gemara, hachav ma'askina and amali zraik li chayivi viti pater. Now what's the case? A man tells someone else, says the malva tells the laiva, throw me my chayv. He's 100 amos away from him. He says, throw me my chayv. So he throws it. And it lands somewhere where he's yachal l'shaim, right? Where the malva, if he wanted, could go and get it. And then before the malva goes and gets it, it gets destroyed. Something happens, Kelev comes and takes it, or it blows into the yam, something happens. So the Gemara says, if I tell you, you owe me money, I tell you it's rightly chayiv to be pater, and you throw it, and I was never kind to it, never came to my hand, never came to my dalet amis, so you're pater. And not only you're pater, the Gemara says it's pshita, yachi ma'ilam emra, it's a pashit. So what's pshat? It's pashit. Why is it pashit? You owe me $100. Of course I want to get paid. So I told you, throw it to me and you'll be pater. You threw it to me. I never got it. If I tell you, mail me, you owe me money, mail it to me. You say, I want to mail cash. I say, no, you can mail the cash. So you mail the cash. So what's the, if I don't get it, don't you still owe me the money?
You allow me to put into that sakana or whatever the situation is, you're willing to accept. In that place,
so how does the chayv go off? What does the chayv go off? You owe me money. And I told you, mail me the money. And the money got lost. So what mechanism did the chayv go away? You owed me money yesterday, I was never paid. So you threw it and it landed within my 100 amos. So how did I get paid? Huh? But I never received it. What can I receive if I never got it? That's what I'm asking. Look, I'm not masking for you to throw it and it gets lost in the mail. It gets lost. I was masking because I expected to get it.
Okay, but the fact
that
if you're masking, that person doesn't owe you anything.
I said with the part there. Still, so why can't I change my mind? Look, How does it work? You understand how it works? You owe me money. You can't just say I don't owe it to you anymore. There has to be a way it comes off. So what you have to do is use the word mechila. You have to use the word mechila. That here we're talking. Without mechila, does it make sense? The whole sugya. How else am I potter? I said, throw the money to me, or mail me the money. Viti potter. I said viti potter. I didn't say viti potter, and then it's nothing. So you mail it to me and I'll be happy. I'll be tefreden. So l'chayrit has to work with mechila, no? That I'm saying, if you'll mail it to me, I'll be meichel. If you'll throw it within my me'amis, I'll be meichel. L'chayrit has chat in the Gemara.
It's
not a lashon. The money was found. To the Malva.
Why?
No, he's Michael the Chayv, not the money. He's Michael the Chayv if you mail me the money. So wherever the money is, it's funny to say it belongs to him. He never did a kinyan on it. It's hard to answer technically the question. If I tell someone, throw within my Me'amis, not Michael, throw in the Me'amis, not Michael, whose money is it? Technically, still the life is money, just the life is Meshubba to give it to the Malva. The Malva never made a kinyan. Interesting case. The Malva was never kind of the money. Still the Malva's money. But the Malva said, if you do this and this, I guess you didn't say Alosha Mechila. I guess you have to learn that way. How does that work? How does it work? What? Yeah, what do we call that? Huh? You have to go one step at a time. The first way to learn the Gemara is within Mechila. Who said that? There's the Lach Mishnah, Mishnah Melech, I don't remember. Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech said that we're talking about Mechila. That this is a kind of Mechila. That if I tell you, throw the money within my Me'amis, and you throw it. So the same thing, a contemporary example is mail me the cash in the mail, right? It's the same thing. Mail to me in the mail. So viti pater, I have to say viti pater. I just give you advice to mail it to me, I'm not responsible. But if I say viti pater, then if it gets lost on the way, if it gets damaged within my me'amis, you're off the hook because I did a mechila. Now, the truth is that even though it's Mishlo Melech, it's really a Taisus in Sanhedrin Davav. Because there's a rule, Mechila ain't Sarach Kinyan. There's a klal that Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan. That if I tell you, you owe me money, I'm Eichel you. And later I want to change my mind, I say, I didn't make a Kinyan, I'm changing my mind. I can't change my mind. Mechila ain't Sarach Kinyan. Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan. What's the Makar? In Sanhedrin Davav and a Rosh, one of the Babas, Rosh and Bav Metzia. They both say that Mechila ain't Tzricha Kinyan. What's the Makar? They say, Gittin Dafayin Ches. Because over here, what did you say? Throw it to me, throw the money to me, Viti Pater. And we're not talking within Dalet Amis. I'm telling you, throw the money, it's going to be within Meya Amis, Fitipat, and you'll be off the hook. So, how does that work? How did the chayv go away? It just doesn't go away by itself. There has to be a way for it to work without a kin. So, it has to work with Taras Mechila. It's the only mahalach that we have. How else does the chayv go off?
Who is
the chayv on? The life. The life owes money to the mahalach. He owes it to him from a month ago.
The mahalach doesn't throw the money.
Throw the money.
When the life throws the money, the chayv is off. There is no chayv anymore.
But what makes it go off? The mahalach never got the money.
But by him listening, the life didn't say, I have to get the money. The life said, just throw the money.
But saying things doesn't do anything. It has to be a mechanism by which it works. If I say that if you throw something, I'll give you $100. Or if I say, I'll give you $100. It says I'm chayav to give it to you. I can't change my mind. If I tell you I'll give you $100, I can change my mind a minute later.
Fine, but that's because you didn't give me the $100. But once you give me the $100, you can't ask, can I have it back?
So that's mechila. That's what you're saying, really. What you're really saying is mechila. It's a chayav, and I can take it off by telling you, do this and this, and I'll be mechil. That's the mechila. And I can't change my mind. Later I'll say I changed my mind, so I can't change my mind. That's only if you say b'tzipata. If I tell you, you owe me money, mail it to me, and I don't say b'tzipata, I don't say a lashon, it's mash from taking achrayas, that's not a mechila. It's not a mechila. If someone tells you, mail me the money you owe me, you can mail me cash, you have to ask him, do you accept responsibility for it? If not, then you're responsible. But the Gemara is talking about v'tipater, and therefore it works b'teres mechila, as I state in the Taisus and the Rosh, and the Mishnah Melech brings it here, where the Rambam brings our Gemara. And the Gemara says yichachi ma'ala memra. The Gemara says like it's a davar pashut, such a davar pashut that it works this way. Okay. So if we finish this din. I don't think there's much more to discuss here. Once you have mechila, we finish the deal. So now I'll ask you a shayla. Let's say you're not paying me money. Let's say I want to borrow money. I call you, I say, lend me $100. And he says, how am I going to get it to you? I say, throw it within my mayamis. Or I say, mail it to me. And you mail it to me, and it gets lost. And I say, okay, I can say viti pater, because here you don't owe me anything. I say, mail it to me and I'll be chayiv. I'll be chayiv. I accept responsibility. And then you mail it to me. And then I say, no, I never got it. I don't want to pay. You say, what do you mean? You told me. So I'll tell you. I changed my mind. So I'll be responsible. I changed my mind. I never did a kinyan. What comes out from this Taisus and the Rosh and Mishnah Melech, the whole thing? The Chayra comes out that I'm not responsible. Because what we're saying here, in this case, now I shouldn't talk about mailing, you'll think of other reasons mailing is different. In our Gemara's case, I tell you, throw it within my Meya Amis. I tell you, I want to borrow $100, just throw it to me. Throw it to me within my Meya Amis. Right, how shchiach is it? So I say, I want to borrow your basketball. I say, just throw it to me. Right? You throw it to me, it never came in my Dalet Amis, or maybe I'm not even in a Simta, so my Dalet Amis won't even help. And then the ball gets lost. So what would be the deal? It'll come out from our Gemara that I'm off the hook. Because the way we're learning the Gemara, and the way it seems most, come on, everybody learns this Gemara. The Gemara here is talking in the Lamdas of Mechila. And the only reason, when I tell you is rightly, that I'm off the hook, that when you throw it to me, you're off, is because of the lumpness of the chin. That's what seems to come out.
I can inside myself money. I can go and I can say, I owe you $100 and I'm a hook.
No. If you cut up and you say in front of a million people, I'm a chayiv myself from now on, I create a new chiyuv, I owe $100 to Reuben. And you say that, and a minute later you say, no, I changed my mind, you don't owe him $100. Without a kinyan, you don't owe him $100. After a kinyan, after some type of yakna, if you take a sudr, so even taking a sudr for a matana is a question, but do we pass the day you could create a chiyuv with a matana, with kinyan sudr, so you could create a chiyuv. But without a kinyan, you could change your mind. What? No, mishapara is only on mekach u'memkar, not a matana. If I say I'll give you a gift, I'm 100% allowed to change my mind. Except if the person's an ani. If I say I'm going to give a gift to an ani, I could change my mind. But let's say I say I'm going to give a gift to someone, even if I tell the person, then there's no shayla, that less mind the pali. Without his chayvus, I could change my mind. Yesterday I wanted to give you a gift, today I don't want to give you a gift. But there's no shayla, unless he's an ani. By an ani, we say amira lakvaya is his chayvus.
But
what?
The gift is different.
So once he throws it, he's no longer chayv. He's listening to the mouth, to the lever. What do you mean to say? There was a kinyan? Or you mean it's just fair?
It's not the fact that it's fair. There is no chayv anymore. The guy tells you
it's... Oh, when he pays a chayv, it's mechila. I have no problem. The pshat of Tosis and the Rosh and the Shlomo, I have no kashas on it. I don't think anybody has a kashas. It works for teres mechila. It's not fair. It's very mistaver. If you owe me money, and I tell you, beferish, if you mail it to me or throw it to me, tipata, I say beferish, you mail it to me, you're off the hook. It works with mechila. I have no kashas on that. That's a very good pshat in the Gemara. Not that Taisus is my Raj or the Rosh ni my Haskama, but I don't think anybody's gonna have a problem with Kasha on this Pshat. It's just what comes out of the Pshat. What comes out of the Pshat is that this sugya is chiddush that Zroich l'teichmei amis v'tipater works is dafka by a chayv where it shayich mechila, dafka by a hechetimtza of mechila. If you have a case where it's not mechila, where I tell you, throw something to me and I'll create a duchiyus, throw something to me and I'll owe you money, it seems it comes out from this from the way they all learned this Gemara that there's no eschaivus, that there's no eschaivus at all. If I tell you mail me $100, I say beferish, I'm willing to be responsible for it. The way they're learning this Gemara, there's no eschaivus. That's what comes out. What?
He's definitely causing it to happen.
The other person has free choice. If he wants to mail it to him, I'm chuyif to mail it to him, I'm chuyif to throw it. Are you masking to such a thing? Are you masking that if I tell somebody I want to borrow $100, throw it within my mea amis, he throws it in my mea amis, and something happens. Now, if I just say throw it, if I say I want to borrow your basketball, throw it, and it gets lost, something happens. So I'm not chayiv. But if I say the feirish, just throw it, and I'll be responsible. I say the tipater, I say the equivalent, the chayiv. Are you masking that if you throw it, and I was never kind it, that I'm potter? Huh? So the Yerusha Meach in Hilchos Mavo V'Loiva, in the beginning of Perek Tazayin, he says he's masking that Tosis and the Rosh and the Shlomo Melech learned Pshat in the Gemara this way. But he says that L'chayra there's a second way to learn the Gemara. There's a second Mahalach to learn the Gemara. I'm going to have to really harv it to understand why in the world the others didn't learn this way. He says there's a concept of haitzi haitzoi saltiv. If you spend money because I told you to, let's say you're going to the store, and you're going to the store, you're going to buy whatever it is. You're going to buy milk. So you're going to buy a container of milk. I say, no, I need one too. Buy me a container of milk too. You come back with two containers of milk. I say, I changed my mind. I don't want it. Tough, you're stuck with it. Huh? So I don't have to take it? I'm not responsible? All right, two containers of milk is a halbitzar, at least he could use it. One of them is going to buy a shirt, and I tell him, buy a shirt my size, buy me one also. He buys me something, and then if he buys it, I say, no, I changed my mind, I don't want it. Now, it ever happened in camp, you go to ShopRite, someone asks you to buy something, and come back and says, no, I don't want it. So is he ever right to do that? So the Arsamea says there's a concept of Haitzei Haitzei Sapiv, which is that if I tell you to spend money, I become Chayiv when you spend the money. The Gemara in Kedushin has a case of Zroik Mon Aliyam. I'm mechayiv myself by telling you take out your dollars and throw it into the ocean. I'll be mechayiv to pay. I'm mechayiv. I accept this chayivus. How does that work? It works midin orif. What is din orif? Orif is, what's an orif? An orif is a guarantor of a loan. Somebody wants to borrow money. Reuven wants to borrow money from Shimon. Shimon says, Reuven, I don't trust you. I trust you, but you don't have money. You'll never be able to pay me. So I go and I tell Shimon, lend him the money, I guarantee the money. And he lends it to him. So I'm an Aruv. I'm a chayiv to pay. If Reuven can't pay, I'm a chayiv to pay. What kinyan did I do? I didn't do any kinyan. I never did any type of a maisa kinyan of Arvus. Even if I don't sign a contract of Arvus, and I didn't do any kinyan, an Aruv is chayiv. The din Aruv is a chiddush that even though I never received something from you, it's ki'ilu I received it. If you're maitzi aitzois, and I never received it, it's ki'ilu I received it. We had it even by kiddushin. That a woman tells a man, give a pruto, a mana to Pliny, and I'll be married to you. And she never got the money. The Gemara's lashon was mekudeshes midin ariv. That even though she never got it, it's kiddushin. But since he gave the money to someone else, it's ki'ilu, she got it. And don't think it's al shlichus. The person who got it, it's ki'ilu, she got it. He's mekabel for her. No, it's not al shlichus. Even if I told somebody, give it to a cotton, or give it to a guy, and I'll be mekudesh to you. It's mekudeshes medin ariv. That means there's this concept of din ariv, which is that if I guarantee haitzais, if I tell you to be mitzi haitzais, then I'm a chayiv myself. I'm a chayiv myself. That doesn't mean I give you advice. It means I tell you to buy something, and I'm a chayiv myself to pay. I just say, I'll pay you back. That itself creates a chayivus.
Is that my conclusion that only works in the real life?
By Kiddushin, we had two Mechlechs to rush around. The lashon is Hari Amukudeshesli Bimane, or Bahanos Nesinas Mane, right? We had the two Mahal. But, oh, I know what you're saying. What you're saying is also correct. Ramban. Alright, one second. But, it's very good. Okay. But the Bar Sameach says that you can learn Agamara different than all these other Rishayim. You can learn Agamara. If I tell you, throw something within my 100 amis, and if you throw it within my 100 amis, tipater, that's an ariv. I'm guaranteeing what you throw. I'm guaranteeing it. And by guaranteeing it, I now create an obligation on myself. In this case, you owe me money, and you throw it within my 100 amis, so I'm an ariv for it. If it gets lost, you're off the hook. And not only that, but not only if you owe me money. Even if you don't owe me any money, and I just tell you, throw it to me and I'll become chayiv, I'm also chayiv. So after Sameach, that you've learned the Gemara this way, not al t'mechila. You've learned the Gemara al dinariv, al tzaytzaytzayt al piv. So we have two pshatim in the Gemara. We have one pshat in the Gemara, and both. Seem to be very, very solid pshatim. One pshat is it's mechila, and this pshat says in Taisus the Rosh Mishnah Melech. And one pshat is that it's apiv. I told you, throw me the money. I'm a biti pater. I'm saying I'm an ariv. So I'm an ariv. The problem is that the Or Sameach came along 100 years ago. And he came with this pshat. Why didn't the others learn this pshat? That's what needs. Now you could tell me, because they learned mechila is also the pshat. What's wrong with the mechila pshat? So two things. First of all, Taisus is learning from here that mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. He's saying from here we see mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. Because this gemara is working b'teres mechila. It's not a proof. You can learn mechila needs a kinyan, and this gemara works the way that Sameach says. That's first of all. And second of all, There's a sheet in the Rishayim that our Sameach brings, and the Mishmalach brings, that Mechila in Tzricha Kinyan is only by a milva al peh. By a milva bishtar, there's a Shittas Rabbeinu Yeshaya brought in the Torah. The milva bishtar, if you have bishtar against me, this is if I have bishtar against you, and I'm Michael, without a Kinyan, the Mechila is not a Kinyan, because I still have bishtar. So, the pshat that places in the Rosh say makes sense by milva al peh, when Mechila works. The Sameach pshat is better. It works even by milva bishtar. So, what? That's right. The Mishnah makes the point that if you learn it's working off Mechila, you have to tie Shvechein Chayv is dafka milva al peh. So our Sameach kind is, well, my pshat, you don't have to say that. You could say that the Gemara is talking by Ulchayvis. Rather not restrict the Gemara. It's not a kasha, but it's if both pshatim are true, so say the second pshat, which is more inclusive. Okay, all right. There are some kasha. It's two ways for the Gemara. I don't think you can get away from the fact that Asamas Pshad is a very glatt of Pshad. The Gemara, the question why Tosis doesn't hold that way, why Tosis and the Rosh don't hold that way. So the Asamayach himself says to look at the Ran and the Rajba in Kedushin Daf Zayin or Ches, wherever it was, by Zrek Monoliyam. And he doesn't explain what he means. The Stami means along the lines of what Shimshi was saying, what Yaakov was saying. In Kedushin, the truth is that the Shita of the Ran and the Rajba is the Shita of the Ramban is the way we say that you're an Arif, whatever I tell you to do, I tell you to take money and throw it into the Yam, the Adine Arif. And according to that, the Arsamas Pshat certainly works in this Gemara. The Ran himself and the Rajba have a different Shita. They say that Din Arif and Din Hoitzei Etzai Sapiv is only holds true if I tell you to do something that gives Hanoah to Bardas. That gives somebody Hanoah. Because where do we learn it from? We learn from the parsha from the concept of Arif, of a guarantor. Now, what's a guarantor? A guarantor is, I tell you, lend him money and I'll guarantee it. Somebody is getting hana, in exchange for that, I'm the chayiv myself. Now, it's a chiddush. I could become chayiv without a kinyan. So the Ran Tain is that ein lecha ela chidushai. The chiddush is only in such a case where there's another person receiving a benefit. There's a human being receiving a benefit. Well, I've got to, if I tell somebody, feed my animal, and I'll be chayiv. So it's also because my animal is mine. It's also I'm directly receiving a benefit. So also this is din aleph. The Ran Rashba Shita is that if there's no hanor coming to a person, I say zrek liyam. I tell you throw 100,000 to the yam and I'll be chayiv. The Ran Rashba holds that doesn't create as chayiv. There's no din aleph in that case. Din Oriv is only in a case where it's Mati Hanoa to a Bardas. Then there's a din Oriv. Not if I say throw it to the Yam. Not if I say feed it to a Behemishal Hefker. There's no Hanoa that any Bardas is getting. So then it doesn't apply. That's the Shita of the Ran and the Rajma. So it seems in Dar Sameach, I'm not sure what Dar Sameach means. The Stami means to say, and here it's, I told you, it requires a little bit of haraving. What does he mean to say in our Gemara when he takes it to the Ran and the Rajba? What do you think he means? Let's see if what I'm saying makes sense. Maybe he's saying his pshat works in our Gemara only like the Ramban. It certainly works like the Ramban. But maybe like the Ran and Rajba it doesn't work. Why? Because it never came into my Dalet Amis. You're throwing it within my Meya Amis. So would it be correct to say, well, I'm guessing what the Rosh Hashanah meant, okay? That maybe he meant that in our Gemara too, like the Rana the Rashba, I only become Chabuchayiv and Dinariz if Lamaisa, the money you're throwing to me, I make a kinyan on eventually. It has to be Moti Anoli Yade. Either me or whoever I designate has to have a kinyan. If you throw it in the Mayavis and the dog comes and runs away with it or blows into the ocean, so it never came to any Hana. So if it never came to any Hana, there's no dinar. That makes sense. If it never, that's what the Rana Rajba means. That if it never came, was never Mati Anor to Liyade of any person, there's no dinariv. And since there's no dinariv, that's why these others they learned the Gemara out of Mechila. Obviously, they hold that Anor that he listened is not enough. Because then the Rana Rashi would say, if I tell you Zerek Mona Liyam, I'm a Choyiv, it should be the same thing. So obviously, they hold that that's inadequate, especially if you don't express it, they don't say it. Any problem with what I'm saying? Everybody else has no problem with what I'm saying, or you have such a problem that you can't express it. What I'm asking you is the following. Till this point, I think what I said today should be clear to everybody. We have one pshat in the Gemara of Mechila, very straight pshat, no problem. We have the Arsameh's pshat, that if I tell you throw it within my Me'amis, it's a din of Hoytzei Tzoyis Alpiv, I'm an Oriv, and I'm guaranteeing it. I'm just wondering aloud, according to the Ran and the Rajba, that an Oriv is only if someone gets Hanah. That's what Ran and Rajba say. Oriv is if someone gets Hanah. What do the Ran and Rajba mean? If I tell you, mail me $100, and I guarantee it. I say I'm going to guarantee it. I owe you $100. You mail it, it gets lost. Would the Rana Rajba say there's no arvis? I never got the hanor. In which case, we'll have two pshatim in Agamara. Like the Rana Rajba, will go off lechila, and if you hold arv works, we'll go out darsim aspcha. Maybe not. Maybe the Rana Rajba only meant that I have to tell you, give me Hanah. In other words, Arav is, if I guarantee something, what I'm telling you to do is designed to be Mahanami. So then I guarantee it. Is that enough? Let's say I tell you, go to the store, you're buying a milk, buy me a milk. If you buy me a milk, I come back, I don't want it. You tell me, if you don't take it, it's going to get ruined. It's not worth my time to bring it back. But I tell you to buy me clothing, which is a size that you can't use. Am I mechuyev to pay atzarif? Like the Ramban, certainly. Like the Ran and the Rashba. Am I mechuyev to pay atzarif? I'll say, I never got hanor. You'll say, what do you mean? I gave you the hanor. I gave you the hanor. You wanted me to get you a hanor, and you guaranteed it. I got you the container of milk. Now, if you don't have hanor from it, that should change it. If he gives money, I mean, it's not that he didn't get hanor, he wasn't even kind of it. I'm not sure if this nekuda is true or not. Yes. The regular case of Arav is somebody wants to borrow money. I tell you, lend him the money, and I guarantee it. So he's getting hanor. The hanor doesn't have to be to the guarantor. It has to be to bardas, even to a guy. A bardas has to get hanor, and I could be mechayim myself. That's the Torah's chiddush of Arav. So from there we learn to any other similar case where I tell you, do something, and I'll guarantee it, I'm also chayiv. But the Rana Rashba say it has to be a similar case. It can't be a case where there's no hanor. So I'm just wondering, in a case where the giver intended to give hanor, not just he intended, he did everything he had to do that the person should have hanor. Just the recipient never got the hanor, why did the Rana Rashba hold in such a case? Now, if they hold there's no dinar, it would be a chiddush. But it would explain in our Gemara why you would want to learn the Sugyat Mechila. Why you'd learn the Sugyat Mechila? Because then there are some else pshat, if not true, like the Ran and the Rajba. So we'll go with the Mechila pshat, which is a pshat l'kuliyam. So So this last nekuda, I'm not sure how it plays out. It really requires working on the Lashon Hara and Rashba and see what they mean. Some understanding of Svara. But anyway, the ikar nekuda is the two pshatim of the Gemara, the concept of Mechila and Tzricha Kinyan, which you should know. And this concept of the Din Ariv, Hoytze Yitzoyis Apiv, that itself is a Mechayiv, and it's a second Mahalach in the Gemara. And since I tell you to throw it to me, it's Hoytze Yitzoyis Apiv, and since you said it, you put there, you will Mechayiv yourself, and that creates this Chayiv. Ihachi Maila Membras, the Gemara says Peshitta, like Tzricha, the Amalei's Reich Li Chayvi B'Toyras Giv. The language he said was rightly chayvi b'tayras git. The same way gittin works, I want you to throw me the chayv. So just like by gittin teichmei amel works, so by the chayv teichmei amel works. Akati ma'ila memra. Still what's the chiddush? Mal detei mamotzi amalei mishata ani bach kamash malar. So what's the thing? I would have a havamina. You could say I was joking. Now, when I tell you throw it to me the teapot there, there's no havamina mishata. That's the Gemara says. Because there the Gemara says pshita. But it seems if I tell it to you in the lashon of b'tayras gittin, throw it to me like you give a get. So it sounds like a joke. The lashon, throw it to me b'tayras gittin, sounds like doesn't sound like a serious thing. So I would think I could say mishata anima, kamash malon, no. Kamash malon, that it creates this chayvus. If I tell it to you, throw it to me the same way people give a get. That's the assumption is that it's a serious chayvus, and therefore it works, and it's a mechila or it's a dinariv, whichever mahalach you want to have in the Gemara. That's the sugya. Okay, let's turn now to Taisus. Mechza mechza shnei yachlaiku. All right, this goes back on before. Mechza mechza shnei yachlaiku. You said there was mechza mechza, then they split. Fractisis, why don't we say amitza mechaveri all over raya? This is going now on mamon. Going on our case of chayv. Someone throws the money to the other person. So again, we have Rav and we have Rabbi Yechon. Rav said, what's the case? That you threw it within the Dawud Amis. And what's the mechza mechza according to Rav? Shnei kitei eidim. Two of them say it landed within the Daramis, two of them say it did. Yachloik. Quater of Yechanan, I told you to throw it within my 100 Amis. What's Mechza Mechza, Quater of Yechanan? Remember, what's Mechza Mechza? Yechanan doesn't want to trade a trade. Yechanan was, what's Mechza Mechza, Yachloik? Huh? Shneim Yechailun Lashaimrai, or Shneim Ein Yechailun Lashaimrai, not a case of suffering. Okay? Yechanan learned that mechza mechza means it's in a place where we can both guard it equally. So Taisus hachle shaflem emram leitzechay al varaya. Here you can't say amaytim chavei al varaya. They ain't can't suffer. Taisus going on this gemara, Rabbi Yechon. There's no suffix. No, it's amaytim chavei al varaya. You say this fake. Yeah, I know exactly what happened. It landed in a place where we can both guard it equally. It's me'ama and shneim yichayel l'shaimra. Shneim ein yichayel l'shaimra. There's no suffix. So therefore, there's a hapsak of Yachlaik. This is Taisus Teretz. Now, Taisus Teretz is a good Teretz of Rabbi Yechanan, no question. The problem is, Taisus Teretz doesn't answer Rav. It's the Marshal's Kasha. Taisus Teretz doesn't answer Rav's case. What was Rav's case? Trade to trade. In Rav's case, it was a suffix. We don't know if it was Karev to me, if it was Karev to you. So it's a suffix. Shuaydin says closer to me. Shuaydin says closer to you. So what should be the din? Why don't we say I'm a tzibu chaveri? I'll have a raya. So the Taisus is very good on answering Rabbi Yechanan. And that would answer, right? The star here says on the side, Taisus, this Taisus shaykh le'el omer aleph. It's very good why the Taisus is not in the omer aleph. Because this Taisus is only in Rabbi Yechanan. It's not in Rabbi. Rav's pshat in the Mishnah, Taisus doesn't answer. It's fits of Rav Yechon's pshat in the Mishnah. So Taisus knew the Teretz in Rav's pshat, but he doesn't tell us what it is, so we have to try to find the Teretz. So here there's a Rashba, which is who gives us a klal, gives us a rule. And this rule is totally kamat legamri in svara, and the idea is to understand the svara of the Rashba. The Rashba deals with the following. Normally, what's hamaytin echaver all of a raya? You have a muzik. Somebody has something in his hand. I say it's mine. He says it's his. It's easy. Hamaytin echaver all raya. He's the muzik. Zok the Rashba, that's not our case. Our case is a chayv. I say you owe me $100. You say you paid me already. What do you mean you paid me? You threw it, and you claim it was within my dollar amis, and you're potter. So you say you paid. I say you never paid. It was not in my dollar amis. So we're fighting. So we go to bed. Who's the mulzik? Who's the mulzik in such a case? I'm the malva. I say you owe me $100. You never paid me. You say you paid me. Who's the maisi mechavera in such a case? Who's the maitzi? Who's looking to be maitzi mamon? What do you say? Is he to start him at all? No opinion? Who's the maitzi? If I come, forget about two kitei eivin. We have a suffix. You owe me money, it's a suffix you paid me. The one, the malva, is trying to be mighty mama. At first glance, the malva is saying, you have $100 in your pocket, give it to me. At first glance, the malva is the mighty. On the other hand, the laiva, why? On the other hand, the laiva owed money. We know he owed money yesterday. He's trying to take this chayiv and dissolve it. He's going to say it doesn't exist. So on the other hand, the laiva is the maitzi. Because there's a chayiv which exists. On the physical cash, the malva is a maitzi. He's trying to get the laiva to hand it over. On the balance sheet, on the conceptual cash, the concept, you owe me money. You're the maitzi. You want to say you paid. So what the Rashba says is they're equal. Both of them are maitzi. He's a maitzi. He's a maitzi. He's a maitzi trying to get the cash out of the laiva. He's a maitzi trying to get the chayv dissolved. They're equal. So that's why yachloiku. Nobody's a muzik. That's the Rashba's terrorist. What? Would it make a difference? Well, he can't even be Tefeya him Tesmanai. Oh, you mean because Chazaki and other prayer Tesmanai? See, here Chazaki and prayer Tesmanai won't help because we know he threw the money. They're not arguing. Everyone agrees he threw in payment. The question is, was it closer to you or closer to me? Yeah, it's true. You're right, Tezmani. But you see, Tezmani, the Malva can't be today anyway. Malva's going to have to wait till the end of his man, and then he'll be today. At that time, can I ask you a question? The Chazaka, in other prayer, Tezmani would determine. If the land is closer to him or closer to him?
Obviously, if he didn't close that person, he wouldn't say so.
See, the word chazaka is used different ways. If chazaka, normally chazaka means leave it the way it is. You'd be right. But chazaka in a prayer tasmani is a umdina. It's a raya. If he didn't pay, I'm afraid that's not. Here, it's not a raya. If you throw the money to me and it landed, we're not sure closer, you're closer to me, the fact that you don't pray tasmani doesn't. It's not a raya. Because it was Tais Manai. I don't think so. If he wanted the money, he could put in his pocket. So that's what the Rashba says. The Gutsvara, they're both equal. But if the Rashba, 1 minute, is a Beferisha Mishnah Fakert. Beferisha Mishnah, Dav Kuf Yud Ches, I think it is, or Kuf Yud Aleph in Bava Kama, that says that the Malva is the Moses. Eini yodeya imperaticha. If you have a case of eini yodeya imperaticha, where a person says, I borrowed money, I'm not sure if I paid you. So we go, Buster, the muzik is the malva, and the leva has to pay. The Beferish Mishnah, if you say I owe you money, I say I remember borrowing, I don't dispute it, and I'm not sure if I paid you. I'm a shema. So the halacha is that with a shema, we pass the shikimi mighty mame from a shema. But here, where we know there was a chayiv, the malv is considered the musik. If someone says, any day im lovisi, I don't remember if I borrowed, he's potter. But he says, any day for aticha, the malv is the musik. So zapta Mishnah there, that the malv is a musik. Frek the Rashbon himself, if he says his chat, he has a kasha, it's a fairish Mishnah. The malv is the muzik. So if I do, why is it yachloiku? The malv is the muzik. If it's trey v'trey, so the malv should get paid. So he answers that eini yodeya praticha, the malv is taka muzik. Here, it's worse. There was a maisa perayin, and a suffix if it was a perayin. It's different than eini yodeya praticha. Here, there was a perayin, but there's a suffix, was the parayin a good parayin? The Rashba calls that raglayim ledover. It's sort of a raya that there was a parayin. And in that case, they're equal muzakim. In other words, normally, you owe me money, I'm a muzik, because you owe me. But if you paid in a way that may or may not work, then we're equal muzakim.
What?
Why
is it called a grah?
This is what I tried to figure out in the Rashi. This last step. The Svara, I don't see it. The words I see, the words of the Rashba are that once you attempted to make a payment, there's no longer any Adam Praticha. It's no longer a case of any Adam Praticha. What?
Maybe nothing happened.
That's my problem with the Rashba. This is why I told you I didn't want to speak out the Rashba yesterday. I wanted to see if I could find. I don't understand the Svara Saraj, but yes. No, the mouth is a bari.
So what if the mouth is here? I think the mouth is also a something. Here the mouth is saying, this is what happened. We don't know what the situation is. We don't want to know. They're not coming in. This is what happened. Who does the money belong to? They're both suspects.
So therefore, what?
So therefore, it's not like the case of the Bava Kama, where the Ma'av is saying, you definitely owe me the money. Let us not think I paid you back. It's a part of the Shem. Here, you have them both saying, you threw the money, and we're just not sure if it's considered to be a Pirol or not. They're both the sum. We're not even sure about if the loan is still in the sum.
I hear what you're saying, if he's a Suffolk. The problem is that the Ashtei Kitei Eidim here. And since the Ashtei Kitei Eidim, it sounds like there is a tainus vadai it was paid by one kateidim. Now, what he's saying, I don't know what he's saying. He's saying, I don't know. Maybe he's saying, I don't know. I believe if you look into his gittin, I think he has the sar on the Rashba. But the stamma shtei kateidim is different. I don't know. I know the Maram Shif is bothered by this in the opposite direction. The Maram Shif says, since the Loiv has two Eidim, was Karav Lai, so he's a Bari. He could also be a Bari. I'm not sure, but there's an interesting footnote in the Maram Shif, the Bior. I don't know who wrote the Bior. He has an interesting case, which rather happened to someone in Yeshiva a couple of years ago. I forgot the exact case, but somebody owed somebody money, and he paid him. So he gave him, let's say, $100, he gave him 5 20s. And the person who got the money went to the bank, and one of the 20s was counterfeit. So he came back, he said, one of the things that you gave me was counterfeit. So the loiver said, are you sure it was the one I gave you? So he says, I'm sure. He says, I'm not sure. Maybe it's not the same one. So they had the shaila. Nobody was fighting about it. It happened to someone here in yeshiva. So they had this question, mamish this question, which she says in Sulat has. What's a shaila? L'chayritz any adam praticha. I'm saying you never paid me. You only gave me $80. You didn't give me $100. And he's saying, any adam, maybe I did pay you. So l'chayra, the mouth is the mosaic. And finished, he has to give him another $20. Huh? However, according to this Rashba, there was a Maisa Peroim. The question is, was it a good Maisa Peroim? There was a Maisa Peroim. He gave him what he thought was 100, and he received what he thought was 100. The question now is, was it or wasn't it? It's a very nice case to illustrate the whole Rashba. Till now, the Rashba, within Ne'ama, two Edom. It's a very geschmacky case. Let me just finish. It illustrates the Rashba perfectly. In what way? We have this Mishnah in Kuf Yud Dalet in the Bava Kama that says, "Ene adah paritichah, you have to pay." So, Pashtus, you should have to pay him another $20. Comes along the Rashba, and he says, "One minute." And he brings the Taz and says, "Alaloch." He says, "No, there was a Pirayim. There was a Pirayim. So it's not Ene adah paritichah." So I say, and Yehuda says, that we don't understand this. What kind of business is this? This is what you told me before. I understand the Rashba. What's going on with this Rashba? This sounds like a case of any damn praticha. So what? If I gave you something which might have been a peroin, I gave you a bill which may have been counted, it may have been real. So why does that change anything? Why in the world does it change? Does it change the picture? Now, if you're going to say that the Malva says, "I don't trust you," the Leva will say, "I don't trust you, you had a $20. It's baloney, maybe. He said, "Shema, he's Masupit. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't." Why should that change anything? Why isn't that any damn praticha? So the Rashba is saying it's any damn praticha. The Taz he brings is saying it's not any damn praticha because there was a Perayim. So it's a Yachlaiku type of case. That's what the Rashba is saying. So this Rashba sounds like an important Rashba. I tried to look around. I see it's brought down by the Achrayim in Bav Metzia and Ksubis. It's quoted in a number of places. And I don't understand the svara of the Rashba. I don't understand what he means that as long as there was a Maisa Peroim, it's no longer any damn praticha. But it's a suffic Maisa Peroim. I threw it, and we're not sure if it landed in your Dalai Amos or my Dalai Amos. So why does a suffic Maisa Peroim change it? So this is the difficulty I had in the Maskon of the Rashba. And I looked around, I don't see that they explain the Rashba. They talk about the Rashba.
It's emotional. People say, "I'm sure that it's there." Now
I know what my suffix is.
Yeah, now I
know what my suffix is. Yeah. Okay,
now.
So, alright, this is the Rashba's Chiddush here, but, alright. I have to leave it with that. Otherwise, Tosis Kasher applied Shra and Rav. Alright, the Mashah has a different parents. But, okay, so tomorrow we'll finish the Mishnah.